Thank you, Madam Vice President. Spain extends a very warm welcome to the delegation of Nicaragua and thanks them for the participation in this exercise. At the same time, Spain would like to express its deep concern at the situation Nicaragua is going through, especially with regards to the negotiating context, which is reactivated on the 27th of February, which has been had been suspended since the 3rd of April, has been since the 3rd of April. The difficult human rights situation and the serious human rights violations in the country, in addition to underscoring the need to guarantee the exercise of the rights and fundamental freedoms. That's why we recommend that the government of Nicaragua, number one, adopt urgently all necessary measures to guarantee full exercise and enjoyment of the freedoms of association, assembly, demonstration, and expression recognized in the Constitution, inter alia, and also the cessation of arbitrary detentions as well as the excessive use of force by the police. Number two, to accept the return to Nicaragua of the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights of the United Nations, that is, as well as the Inter-American Commission of Human Rights, in the light of the criticisms of the United Nations reports and the allegations of lack of independence of the national human rights mechanisms. Three, the urgent release within the appropriate deadlines of all prisoners in the lists provided by the government and by the Civic Alliance. And four, return the non-governmental organizations' possessions that have been confiscated and return their legal personality as well as their means of communication. Thank you very much.
Thank you.